From the San Francisco Bay Area, it's time for Live from the Bay with Joey. Stay tuned.
Hi, everybody. Good morning. We got a great show. You know, I don't normally do shows in the morning. I just don't, because our show is normally at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. But we have a special show because the person that will be calling us will actually be calling us from Europe, actually. She's located now in Ireland, and it's the Mediterranean nutritionist, Maika Carrillo Suarez, who's actually from Spain and now makes Ireland her home. So I want to give you a little bit of background on Maika. She has a bachelor's degree in nutrition and dietetics. Maika makes her mark in nutrition, and today she's going to be sharing her thoughts. Her expertise lies in advising on diet and behavior changes strategies for weight loss, which is big. She is passionate about nutrition, education, and the prevention of chronic disease through a healthy diet and active lifestyle. And all of us know how important that is. Maika believes in giving you practical pointers and support to make changes that will last, helping you enhance your life through nutrition and fitness. She will empower you to better manage your health, optimize your performance through learning the essence of eating healthy. Healthy eating. She was born and raised in Spain, and like I told you before, Maika now is spending time teaching in Europe. Actually, she's in Ireland. So I would just really recommend you to go to her website, which is www.themediterraneannutritionist.com. And for those that don't know how to spell Mediterranean, it's Mediterranean nutritionist.com. So again, www.themediterraneannutritionist.com. And also, for those that speak Spanish, because Maika speaks Spanish, you can go to another website here, www.hastalaairemeengorda.com. So that's spelled www.hastalaairemeengorda.com. So joining us all the way. Now this is a pretty long way, because you know we're talking about an island there in Europe, in the European. Well, I don't know if they're part of the European Union, but we'll get more information on that. But basically, all the way from Ireland. I think she's right here. Maika, how are you?
Hello, Joy.
How are you?
Very good, thank you.
Thank you. Boy,
very
now, it, what?
Yeah.
Well, we're happy to have you. It's about what? Is it 5 or 6 o'clock in the evening there?
It's 5 o'clock now.
It's 5 o'clock, yeah. So anyway, welcome, and we're going to be talking about superfoods. So we're really excited about that. So without further ado, let's just get right into it, okay? So today we're going to be talking about those things that are really important, which are superfoods, and we've heard about those for years. And we've heard that certain foods have special properties to promote health and to stave off chronic diseases, boost immunity, or fight against the aging process. But what qualities need a food to be considered as super, like a superfood?
Well, first of all, I must say that there isn't such a thing as a superfood. We should use instead the term healthy choice. There isn't even a legal or scientific definition of superfood. In my opinion, marketing is taking advantage of the motivation that consumers have to buy products which provide health and wellness. That's why we continually hear of new superfoods pumping out in the market. We all want to believe that eating this kind of foods will give our bodies the health kick we need to ward off illness and aging. We think that if we eat that food once, twice, or even three times a day, we can forget about the rest of the diet. However, this can have an unwanted outcome. For example, you may eat a lot of nuts or olive oil a day because they have fats that protect your heart. But they are so fattening that they may provide you with all the calories you need, making you overweight. So instead of making you healthier, they are having the opposite effect. It also does not make sense to me to eat berries frequently to prevent cancer or aging. So you don't have to make the effort of stopping smoking, do more exercise, or have a plant-based healthy diet. This is the reason why, instead of eating superfoods, we should focus on having a super diet based on a variety of nutritious foods, including plenty of fruits, vegetables, whole grains, legumes, nuts, seeds, or other foods dense in nutrients. We should limit the intake of saturated and trans fats, as well as salt, sugar. We have to try to achieve and maintain a healthy weight and do exercise regularly. This is the only way to reach an optimal health. So we have to keep in mind that a single food, no matter how ultra-healthy it is, it's not a magic bullet that makes up for a crappy diet.
Well, that's really important. And you know, folks, really also, when I gave you, and I want to remind you, when you go to our website, I believe all this information, including this script and eventually a copy of this program, will be on our site, so you'll be able to hear it and then read verbatim what we talked about. But how important is that for us to remember that really, like what Michael was saying, you could do all these things, and in fact, you could be utilizing a lot of olive oil, you could be eating a lot of nuts and thinking that you're becoming healthy, but what you're actually doing is being counterproductive because that's adding a lot of calories, like she said. So, and then how many people do we see on a daily basis? I've known so many people that will sit there and tell me how healthy of a life they're living while they're smoking and drinking and all this kind of stuff, and then yet their lives, they're eating all this, quote, healthy food. But really, it's counterproductive again. So like she said, you could do all of that till you're blue in the face. But, you know, really, if you're not living a healthy lifestyle, it's all really not, it's counterproductive. So thank you for for sharing that portion. You know, and then lately, Micah, I'm reading a lot about the properties that flavonoids have. So yeah. Can you tell me why those are so important?
Well, eating high levels of flavonoids, including anthocyanins and other compounds, found in berries, tea, and cocoa, they are associated with lower insulin resistance and better blood glucose regulation. Findings published last Tuesday in the Journal of Nutrition revealed that high intakes of flavonoids could offer protection from type 2 diabetes. Another study also found that these food groups, they can lower inflammation, which when chronic, it's associated with diabetes, obesity, cardiovascular disease, and cancer.
Wow, that's pretty awesome. So we're talking about those compounds that are found in berries, tea, and cocoa. Is that correct?
You said tea. Sorry, I understood cheese. Yeah, tea.
Okay. Wow, that's great. Now, let me ask you, do chocolates, just chocolate itself, not the cocoa, but just chocolate, does chocolate have these flavonoids?
Yeah, exactly. Dark chocolate has a high amount of flavonoids. These antioxidants can lower blood pressure by increasing the elasticity of the blood vessels. And it also helps to protect your heart. But not all chocolates do the trick. It must have over a 60% of cocoa content, so the darker, the better. In addition, it will have a lower amount of fat and sugar.
Well, that was my next question, because, you know, a lot of times we go to the store and we see the, you know, we see the chocolate and we go, oh, well, that's great, you know, that's great for us. But really, milk chocolate is not probably the best choice. So you want to go with a dark, dark chocolate. And, you know,
yeah,
it is kind of, yeah. And, you know, it is kind of, you know, when I've bought in real dark chocolate, it is an acquired taste. It's not, because I was thinking the first time I had it, I was like, oh, it's going to be like regular chocolate. And it was a little bit different. But,
yeah,
yeah, but I can see where that, you know. So folks, a really important thing, like Micah said, is, again, to make sure that it has over a 60% cocoa content. So, again, like she said, the darker, the better. Okay. So most of the superfoods are also characterized as being rich in antioxidants. Why is this so important, Micah?
There are highly reactive toxic free radicals that we create as part of normal metabolism, like oxygen-free radicals, because although we need to breathe oxygen to live, it produces metabolic byproducts, which are very harmful. Our body produces some types of antioxidants to block these free radicals, but it cannot make some antioxidants, which are essential for us. That's why we need to eat them with the food, for instance, the vitamin C and E. There are other compounds which are also antioxidants that our body cannot produce, like beta-carotene, lycopene, and lutein, which we get from plant foods. There is a large class called polyphenols that include flavonoids found in green tea, red wine, or dark chocolate. There are thousands of these compounds in our diet, and you can get all the antioxidants you need in a single food. That's why we need to eat a variety of foods. The foods that contain the highest amount of antioxidants are fruits like berries. Blueberries are the most popular among the berries because they are packed with anthocyanins, which have the property of inhibiting the growth of cancerous human colon cells, as well as kill them off. Other antioxidants found in blueberries can prevent and reverse age-related diseases like cancer, diabetes, and heart disease.
Wow, that's really interesting. So I guess the key thing here, what I heard in this whole thing, is blueberries. It sounds like blueberries. Yeah, blueberries is really, really the choice. Green tea, red wine, and dark chocolate have a lot of, I don't know if I say this right with this word right, but polyphenols or something. So that's really good. I'm wondering, can it be all kinds of green tea? Because, like, I like green tea, but I don't like regular green tea. So I get the flavored green tea. So I get green tea with blueberry or green tea with cranberry or green tea. You think that's okay?
Yeah, well, I would recommend green tea because although in overall it has the same amount of antioxidants than the black tea, green tea has a specially powerful antioxidant known as EC-GC. There have been more than 100 studies focusing on this natural substance and its anti-cancer benefits. I would also like to mention the white tea, because like black and green tea, it is also derived from Camellia sinensis. Thus, it shares many of the same chemical properties and health effects of tea. This tea contains the most antioxidants because it retains a higher amount of catechins, which are a group of polyphenol antioxidants present in fresh tea leaves. And due to the process the white tea is made, it's the tea with the highest amount of these substances, which have been found to reduce cholesterol, decrease blood pressure, and improve the function of blood vessels, thereby decreasing the risk of cardiovascular disease.
Wow, that's really interesting. Now, here's something. So if I would add beetroot to my salads, because I heard that that's good for your heart, is that also due to the antioxidants?
Well, it's true that beetroot is an ally of your heart, but for a different reason. It contains high levels of nitrate, which is converted by the body into nitric oxide, which can lower blood pressure and also reduce the blood clotting.
Wow, I did not know. So it can also actually reduce blood clotting. Wow.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
So kind of like similar effects, I guess, to when people are taking aspirin, because I guess a lot of times people take aspirin to help prevent blood clotting, right?
Yeah, fish oil also have this property.
Uh-huh. Okay. So after the foods rich in antioxidants, superfoods are more popular than those that can lower the cholesterol, but do they really work?
According to an important study published in 2003 in the Journal of the American Medical Association, a diet that includes soy fiber, protein from oats and barley, almonds and margarine from plant esters, it can lower the cholesterol levels as much as statins, which is the most widely prescribed cholesterol medicine. But these nutrients have other additional health benefits. For example, fiber has the bonus of reducing the risk of cancer, and it also slows down the absorption of sugar and helps to manage your weight by making you feel sooner and longer.
Wow. And so when we're talking fiber, are we talking soy fiber? I just want to make sure. Or all kinds of fiber?
Now, if you are thinking of having soy sauce for that, I'm afraid that soy sauce doesn't count. You should eat tofu, soy milk, or edamame to do the trick.
I see. Okay. So now, you know, there's times that I use soy sauce in my cooking, and I do. I try to limit it. I buy low sodium, but can it also, because of the soy content, can it also help to reduce my cholesterol?
The soy sauce? No. It has to be the soy protein, which is only in the tofu or the edamame, in the milk even.
I see. Now, is it true, too, I've heard that for females, not so much for males, but they have to be very careful the amount of tofu, soy products that they eat? Have you heard that?
Yeah, true, because it has this estrogenic effect. So women who have this tendency or this familiar component, they shouldn't eat much soya. They can have soya, but like normally in the diet, what they should have is the supplements.
Aha. Okay. Well, thank you. Now, you know, I'm going to tell you, here's a weakness for me, and it could be the Spanish and Italian blood running through my veins, but I like red wine. So, and I like drinking red wine. Actually, I found a really, I don't like sweet wine very often, but I found this dark chocolate red wine. Wow, it was awesome. But I wonder, is it true that drinking red wine offers protection against heart disease?
Well, it has been associated with numerous health benefits, including a lower rate of heart disease. And studies have shown that drinking small to moderate amounts of red wine, which is from 1 to 3 standard drinks a day, it may help to protect against heart disease. However, before you uncork that bottle of red wine, remember that alcohol is addictive, and heavy drinking can lead to high blood pressure, and also heart disease, stroke, obesity, and liver failure. So due to the harmful health and social consequences that alcohol consumption has, others who do not drink alcoholic beverages, they shouldn't start, even though there are some potential health benefits.
All right there. Ladies and gentlemen, we are talking with Micah Carrillo Suarez. And Micah, she has her own website. She is a nutritionist and a Mediterranean nutritionist, Micah Carrillo Suarez. So I want you to, we're going to continue our talk with her here, but I want you to, again, take down her website, which is www.themediterraneannutritionist.com. And for those that don't know how to spell Mediterranean, sometimes I have a hard time with it as well. You spell it MEDITERRANEANNutritionist.com. And again, she comes with a bachelor's degree in nutrition and dietetics. So we're having a wonderful conversation with her this morning because we're talking about really superfoods and some really interesting things. So, Micah, again, thank you for joining us. And I guess let's just go on to some of my other questions here that I've got going. And folks, remember, you're going to be able to go to her website and be able to see verbatim this script of today's program as well as hear a copy of it. What is the scientific evidence behind, the media's superfood claims?
Although there are many studies that have shown that certain foods have health promoting properties, most of those results cannot be applied to real diets. For example, they tend to use very high concentrations of those nutrients, what is not realistically attainable in the context of a normal diet. On top of that, the physiological effects of many of these foods are often short-term. So if you want to get the benefits they have, you should consume them in huge amounts. This could be even counterproductive for certain foods such as red wine because of its alcohol, or cocoa in the form of dark chocolate, which would boost intake of not only their healthy flavonoids, but also of other nutrients that we should limit in our diet, like sugar or saturated fats. Another problem with the studies about superfoods is that they are done mainly on animals like rats or in vitro with human cell cultures. There is no guarantee that these nutrients will have the same effects in people when consumed in a normal diet, where we combine nutrients which can modify the absorption of certain compounds. For instance, the beta-carotene in carrots and spinach is more readily absorbed when eaten together with a source of fat, such as olive oil or any other salad dressing.
Wow. See, gosh, I didn't know that. So I guess really a good takeaway here is really we need to be many times eating these in combination with things. Is that correct? Because for it to really have kind of a synergistic effect, it really needs to be eaten together with other things. Am I gathering? I'm not an expert like you, but am I picking that up? Is that right?
Yeah, you are right in that. For example, if you want to increase the absorption of iron, you should eat together some sorts of vitamin C, like peppers or fruit. Maybe I'm loving.
Now you said let me ask you something. Now, this is not something we were going to talk about, but let's talk about, because a lot of people have a misconception about iron or what foods are really – what vegetables – okay, so we know spinach because of Popeye. Spinach is good high concentration of iron. But what else – what other vegetables would be –
Well, actually, spinach is not such a good source of iron.
Really?
Because there is a substance which is called oxalates that trap the iron. So it prevents us from absorbing the iron. That's why it's so important to eat something with vitamin C, like maybe adding peppers to the spinach. So we break down this trap, let's say. We release the iron so we can absorb it.
Oh, wow. Now, when you're talking peppers, are we talking bell peppers? Is that what we're talking
peppers,
about?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not the
spices.
Vegetable. Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Okay. So is there other vegetables like, for instance, are you, well, of course, because you're Spanish, so you would know. We, you know, like in my family, we would make this dish with Swiss chard and garbanzo beans and stuff like that and garlic and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, like a lot of those Swiss chard, mustard greens, dandelion greens, are those high, is that high, are they also high in iron?
Yeah, legumes, usually they have a lot of iron, like lentils, but it's a bad source because we absorb very little. Because it has another different substance, the phytates, which also trap the iron, preventing us from absorbing it. So although it's true that they have a lot of iron, it's not really a good source. Like, for example, we absorb better the iron, which is found in meats or eggs and fish, than from the vegetables.
Oh,
that's why it's
okay.
So important to eat fruit when at the end of the food, because this fruit is going to help us to absorb even more nutrients.
Okay, so, you know, I'm not really a big fish eater, unless, of course, you know, like I like seafood, like if it's in paella, and I like salmon, but maybe codfish if it's cooked in a batter, like fish and chips or something. But I don't like a lot of fish. So would you get a lot of iron from maybe salmon? Say yes, please.
Yeah. Actually,
okay,
as
good.
Much as meat.
Oh, good.
Like,
all right. Well, then that's good to
like
know because I like salmon. Yeah. Because that's great. Okay, so now we've been talking about superfoods being so miraculous as we think, but is there a chance that these also can be really harmful?
Well, some people shouldn't have too much of certain superfoods. For example, as I told you before, people who have a family history of breast cancer shouldn't consume extra soy because of its estrogen effect.
Right.
There are other people who are more vulnerable to the toxic effect of alcohol, so they shouldn't drink red wine, regardless how good it seems to be. But the real problem with this, with the promotion of the superfoods, is that they can be misleading in the sense that they can distract you from the true message, that is to have a diverse and balanced diet.
I see. So that's really the most important thing here. What's ringing is that we have to have really a diverse and balanced diet. And really, the Mediterranean diet is that, isn't it? I mean, really, because the Mediterranean diet, as you know, is a pretty big thing now here in the United States since it's gotten all this publicity. But you know, being Mediterranean yourself, that it probably is a good,
yeah,
really healthy diet, right?
Actually, it contains most of the considered superfoods like olive oil, legumes, fish. We typically have all these superfoods. Mm-hmm. And tomatoes. We usually eat plenty of tomatoes, which have plenty of antioxidants, and they prevent from having certain kind of cancers.
Right.
So,
wow, that's great. Okay, so I'm going to ask you, if you could just add to your diet one kind of superfood, which one would you choose?
Well, I would probably choose a food with anti-inflammatory properties, like blueberries or a food high in omega-3 fatty acids, as inflammation is a key driver of all chronic diseases. Blueberries have this quality because they are packed with potent antioxidants and bioflavonoids, and moreover, because they also have a high content in vitamin C and potassium. So the benefits go beyond their capacity of lowering your risk of heart disease. You can find these omega-3 fatty acids in wild cold water fish such as salmon, sardines, herring, mackerel, or other fatty fish. They can help to ease inflammatory diseases like arthritis, as well as reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease. Recent studies show evidence that they can also help with memory loss and Alzheimer's disease and reduce depression as well. I'd also like to point out that omega-3 fatty acids are essential for the developing brain and vision, so pregnant and breastfeeding women should take these supplements. But if you are pregnant, avoid the fish liver oils like cod liver oil because its high concentration of vitamin A can harm your baby. So choose fish oil instead. And don't eat fish high in mercury like shark, swordfish, tilefish, or king mackerel. My favorite source of omega-3 fatty acids is salmon, but stay away from the breaded and deep-fried variety because they, of course, they don't count in your goal of 6 to 9 ounces of fish per week. These healthy fatty acids are not exclusive to fish. They can also be found in vegetarian sources such as seaweed, flax seeds, walnuts, and fortified eggs.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's good to know. I mean, I feel so healthy since I've been listening to the show already. But here's a question for you. You know, for instance, I've got blueberries, but a lot of times I freeze the blueberries or I go to the store and I go to the frozen food section and I pick out blueberries, right? And I know a lot of people do that at home. So, you know, those blueberries are now frozen. Are they just as good as the fresh blueberries? Do you know, Micah?
Yeah, totally. Actually,
really?
Some vegetables, the ones you buy already frozen,
yes.
They are even more fresh than the ones you buy in the store because there is a law that says that before, within the 3 hours you pick up the fruit and vegetables, if you want to freeze them, you have to starve. Within these 3 hours. So it means it's going to be even more fresh because you don't know how long the vegetables or the fruit have been in the store. And it keeps all the vitamins and antioxidants, so there isn't any problem to buy the frozen fruit or vegetables.
Oh, that's interesting. So there's a word for this, but it kind of, I don't know what the word is that I'm trying to look for, but it kind of puts them kind of in this state, huh? Kind of like in this like frozen state where they're holding the nutrients and properties that they once had when they were fresh. And like you said, you know, you have and this is very true because I was talking to a guy that handles all the vegetables at the store, and he was saying that they refresh their vegetables like a couple of times a week. So really, quite honestly, you might be picking up some kind of vegetable that's been there for 48 or 72 hours.
Yeah, exactly.
And
many people are handy those vegetables or fruits. And when they are packed, it has had less manipulation. So it's not so bad. And it's cheaper, by the way.
Yeah. Well, you know, I this has been really, really enlightening. And so I guess what is the final thought that you want us to keep in mind today when we're talking about superfoods, we're talking about a healthy diet? What's that final thought that you want us to keep in mind?
We should increase the intake of superfoods, but without forgetting the rest of the diet, to keep an overall healthy lifestyle, the only way we can take advantage of the health properties of the superfoods is when we replace not so healthy choices by these foods. For example, for a double health whammy, replace sugary sodas with tea or choose nuts as a snack instead of potato chips. In conclusion, when it comes to ensuring a balanced nutrient intake of good health, we need to increase the range of nutritious foods as opposed to focusing on a diet based solely on one or a handful of food claimed to be super. Importantly, this should include a greater quantity and variety of fruits and vegetables.
Wow, that's awesome, Micah. So again, folks, you know, like Micah said, when you're thinking, you know, I need a snack, and it's so easy for us to do because I do this all the time, we grab for those potato chips. What she's saying is go for the nuts instead. Now, sometimes what I'll do, Micah, too, is I go for, like, popcorn, not the buttered, you know, terrible popcorn that comes with all that butter and grease, but you know, a popcorn that's not like that, that's lightly salted, and I will use that. But also, like to your point that you said earlier, let's be careful with a lot of those nuts because you could be intaking a lot of extra calories that you really shouldn't be, right? And yeah. Right. And then I would assume that peanuts don't fall really into nuts because somebody told me that peanuts are not really a nut. They're
a legume.
A legume. So, Anyway, we've enjoyed this talk so much, and we've enjoyed having you with us. And again, folks, remember, if you want to view this whole talk and you want to hear this program, be sure you go to our website. And again, it's www.TheMediterraneanNutritionist.com. And then if you have any questions or comments for Micah, you can always leave them there as well. And again, she's really great about getting back to people. And if you have any questions regarding health, or you'd like her to speak somewhere, or you'd like her to speak on your program, or whatever the case may be, you can reach her there. And you're also on Twitter, is that correct?
Yeah.
On Facebook. Okay. And so folks, you'll be able to reach her in all these places. And soon, I don't know when, but we're going to have a rendition of this one, this very same talk for those that speak Spanish. We'll be doing this in Spanish as well. So, Micah, I want to thank you once again. I'm really shocked how great our sound was because you're all the way in Ireland. You sound like you're right next door. So, you know, I wish you well. Hopefully has your weather been nice out there?
Well, sometimes.
Sometimes.
Like.
Not like Mediterranean Spain.
No, I miss you so much, no.
I know. But it's only for a little time, and they love you out there, and you're teaching, and you're being a big help, so that's important. And this show, again, goes all over the world, so people will be able to hear you in the United States and Europe and in some different islands and Australia and wherever else. So, again, we thank you so much for joining us. And again, folks, be sure to check out her website. Again, www.TheMediterraneanNutritionist.com. Be sure you spell Mediterranean right. You know, I mean, it's so easy to misspell. It's MediterraneanN. And that's it. Anything else you want to say, Micah?
No, just thank you very much, Joy, for having me here today.
And we wanna thank you. So I think the best way that really we can thank Micah is with an applause. So we thank her again because it's really important. There were so many things that folks that she really, really went over, and this is very, very important for all of us to hear. You know, sometimes we don't want to hear things about diet. We don't want to hear, you know, it's kind of like we want to shut our ears and, you know, we don't want to. So if somebody's telling us important things and facts, we're like, I don't hear, right? You know, it's kind of like this guy that says,
I can't hear you. I can't see you.
But you know what? We did hear today, we did hear from Micah, the Mediterranean nutritionist. She taught us some really fine and important factors that you can take home, you can apply, And it's just very, very, it was awesome. So, again, stay tuned for this program. Again, that's going to be in Spanish as well coming up. I want to make sure that you go to her website. If you want to glean anything from today's program and you want to go back and read it, it will be on her website verbatim that you'll be able to see, which is really nice. That's just, and you know, thank her for doing that because not everybody does that. And it took her a lot of time to put together this program to share with you. So we're going to have her come back again and share about some other things. So again, folks, thank you for joining us. On Live from the Bay with Joey, be sure to look at our show page. We always have some really great, important, fantastic, wonderful guests, such as Micah, as well as some very famous celebrities and some really great topics. So be sure to look at our show page, see what's coming up. And again, thank you for joining us. Again, it's morning time here. We don't usually do a show in the morning, but we were talking to her all the way from Ireland. So we wanted to be, you know, fair to be able to have her on because really, quite honestly, it takes a lot of work. And for her to, you know, do this because of her busy schedule, it just worked out perfectly for us to do it. So again, go to her website. Thank you for joining us. And until the next time, this is Joey saying take care.